AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns today in Arizona and Nevada. Former President Donald Trump will be in New Mexico and Nevada. Trump last night was in Wisconsin.
I want to protect the women of our country.
Trump talked about what he would do over the next 4 years if elected.
I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them. I'm going to protect them from migrants coming in. I'm going to protect them from foreign countries that want to hit us with missiles and lots of other things.
Kamala Harris was also in Wisconsin, focusing on working for all Americans.
Unlike Donald Trump, I don't believe people who disagree with me are the enemy. He wants to put them in jail. I'll give them a seat at my table.
A judge in Philadelphia will hear the city prosecutor's bid to shut down Elon Musk's $1 million a day sweepstakes in battleground states. The giveaways come from Musk's political organization, which aims to help the Trump campaign through Election Day. The government says the pace of inflation has slowed to the lowest level in 3.5 years.
Prices rose 2.1% in September compared to a year ago, but inflationary pressures remain. Core prices were up 0.3% from August. That increase is higher than the Fed would prefer, and if it remains elevated, could lead the central bank to slow its pace of rate cuts. Meanwhile, consumer spending was up 0.5% from August to September, and income was up 0.3%, with Americans cutting back on saving. In a White House statement, President Biden celebrated the data drawing so close to the Federal Reserve's 2% target, but said there was more to do. Former President Donald Trump blames the administration's energy policies for inflation and promises it would vanish completely if he's elected. Jennifer King, Washington.
After the Dodgers won the World Series last night, a bus was set on fire in Los Angeles. Stores were broken into. Fireworks went off. A dozen people were arrested. The Dodgers beat the Yankees in the series 4-1. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Microsoft and Facebook's parent company are leading Wall Street lower after reporting their latest quarterly results. The S&P 500 fell 1.2% in early trading Thursday. The index was heading for its first losing month since April. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 207 points. It's about 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite sank 1.8%. Microsoft and Meta Platforms delivered better profit than expected in the latest quarter, but investors were expecting even more from them. Treasury yields were steady in the bond market. That came after reports in the economy showed that inflation is slowing pretty much as expected. Seth Sutel, New York.
Just before Halloween, it snowed in Hawaii. The summit area of Mauna Kea on the Big Island, the highest peak in the state, got about 2 inches of snow this week. Webcam showed the ground covered in snow. But 2 days later, the snow was gone. The summit is high. It's sitting more than 13,000 feet above sea level. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.